Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, who was kidnapped by Islamic militants in Pakistan, has been killed by his captors. The U.S. State Department says the American Embassy in Pakistan received evidence of Pearl's death. The news brings a tragic end to the efforts of the U.S. and Pakistani governments to win his release. In New York today, Wall Street Journal managing editor Paul Steiger said Pearl was an outstanding reporter and a dear friend.
His murder is an act of barbarism. It makes a mockery of everything that Danny's kidnappers claim to believe in. They claim to be Pakistani nationalists, but their actions must surely bring shame to all true Pakistani patriots.
Daniel Pearl was the Journal's South Asia bureau chief. He was kidnapped late last month. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now. Vicky, what do we know about Daniel Pearl's death?
We don't know a whole lot except for official confirmation that he's dead. The Wall Street Journal came out with the first news of his death late this afternoon, basically saying that their evidence was based on reports by the State Department and by Pakistani authorities. And a short time later, the State Department spokesman Richard Boucher issued an official statement, you know, basically saying that that there was evidence that Powell was dead. The evidence is with the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan, and condemning the death as an outrage. The statement went on to say that the U.S. and Pakistani authorities would continue to cooperate to try to find the perpetrators.
Well, is there any information about the nature of that evidence that the American Embassy in Pakistan has supposedly seen?
U.S. officials at this end here in Washington aren't talking about it, but there are unconfirmed reports from Pakistan that Pakistani authorities have obtained some sort of a videotape that shows the scene of Pearl's death, and we don't have any information about what's on this reported videotape, and FBI officials and State Department officials here in Washington refuse to comment on it.
But this sounds very conclusive, and this comes after some very inconclusive accounts of whether Daniel Pearl was indeed alive or whether he had been killed previously.
Yes, there have been a lot of statements and counterstatements about what had happened to Daniel Pearl over the last couple of weeks. Only last week, one of the suspects who had been arrested in Pakistan, Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh, told police when he was arrested that Daniel Pearl was alive. And then a couple of days later, when he appeared in a Pakistani courtroom, he said that he understood that Daniel Pearl was dead. And at the time, Pakistani officials dismissed his statements as lacking credibility since he seemed to be contradicting himself. But I think that the evidence has been presented now, and the fact that President Bush commented on the evidence or commented on Pearl's death today from Beijing is pretty conclusive.
Vicky, U.S.-Pakistani cooperation in pursuit of Daniel Pearl's kidnappers, efforts to rescue him, that was one relatively small effort in the context of a much larger U.S.-Pakistani partnership with regards to Afghanistan. What is Washington's view of Pakistan's effort in this case, which turned out to be unsuccessful, to free Pearl?
Washington has said from the very beginning that it believed that Pakistan was doing everything in its power to try to locate Daniel Pearl and to obtain his release. Pakistan's President Musharraf said something similar when he was in Washington last week. And at the time, Musharraf said that he wasn't that surprised by this kidnapping. He said that Islamic militants in Pakistan had made it clear they were going to retaliate against Musharraf for his crackdown on Islamic extremism, and he pointed to this as an example of that.
Vicky, thank you.
My pleasure.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara updating us on the news that Daniel Pearl, the South Asia bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal, was killed by his captors.